Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6. And it says that grandchildren are the crowning glory of the aged. Parents are the pride of their children. Hallelujah. Parents are the pride of their children. My dear brothers and sisters, many of the appliances in your home come with an instruction manual. And taking the time to read and understand, it can save you all sorts of trouble, isn't it? And God has given us the ultimate instruction manual for raising children. That is the Holy Bible. It says, parents are the pride of their children. One of the highest callings is that of becoming a parent. It involves the most significant and life-changing decision you will ever make. Therefore, you should make it with serious consideration, a lots of prayer, and a sense of humor. And it can turn into one of the greatest joys of your life. Your children need you to establish boundaries for them and safeguard them from harm. You need to conduct yourself as their spiritual and moral compass. Today, children are being inundated with television shows, advertisements, music, video games, the internet, the magazines, full of images of materialism, cruelty, sex, drugs, and alcohol abuse. And a lot of the negativity they see is admired and celebrated. So much so that even possessing a strong moral center, they may start to feel like something is wrong with them if they don't follow along. As a parent, your job is to reinforce your beliefs again and again, while equipping your children with the tools they need to withstand the pressures of life. It's a lifetime commitment. In a sense, you will be on call every day, all day, for the remainder of your life. And since God is called our Father, He understands what you are up against and will help you when you turn to Him in prayer. If you're not a parent, why not take this opportunity to pray for the parents and children you know? Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, it's imperative. I'm a father of two grown-up sons. Even today, I remind them and ask them, have you read the word? Have you prayed? 24/7, I'm available to counsel them if they need help. My dear brothers and sisters, today, in this day and age, we need to be parents to our children. And we need to lead them and to guide them and to teach them and to train them up in the ways that they need to go. And the Bible says when they are old, they will never depart from God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. We are your children and you are our Abba Father. You know, O Father, that how beautifully you take care of your children. How lovingly you discipline them and lovingly you embrace them and lovingly you lead them and guide them. You take them beside the still waters and green pastures and you bless them. You allow them to come to you. You allow the little children to come and sit on your lap, Jesus, when you walked on this earth, and you bless them. Oh, Father, I pray that today you will give us the grace to the parents. O Father God of your flock, that they will see and behold the glory of the living God in raising up children. O Father, in the ways of God, Father, I ask of you special grace to abound upon parents, even right now. Lord, for the young ones, for the little ones, for the teenagers, for the grown-up ones, Lord, that children will be blessed. That's what I pray. And your grace will abound upon the parents. So, Father God, that they will be a supernaturally endued with power from on high to be a fantastic example to their children. That's what I pray. At any given point of time, they will never lose their testimony. That's what I ask of you. Abba, Father, I pray that your grace upon grace, faith upon faith, courage upon courage, boldness upon boldness will be given to the parents at this moment in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory. I pray that you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Father, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. And Father, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you all the praise and glory and honor because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God be with you. Bye for now.